Dear Guy Who Wears Hats, thank you for your application of the 4th of December 2015 for the position of boyfriend. Your qualifications and attention to detail have singled you out, no pun intended, from other applicants, and I am pleased to invite you for an interview at your earliest convenience. Your commitment to not creeping me out and your excellent taste in desk toys, in addition to your forward-thinking and free use of the word synergize, only adds to your comedy skills. It should go without saying that you had an immediate advantage over all other applicants by virtue of your charming Aussie accent and lovely voice. I hasten to add that your tendency to bolt from the room whenever I enter will be an obstacle. But I'm hopeful that with some desensitizing training in the form of foot rubs, back massages, snog sessions, and likely some very hot sex, you will gradually be able to remain in the room with me for longer and longer periods of time. Brian from accounting will not be welcome to join us vis-a-vis any of the aforementioned activities. Perhaps you would be so good as to meet with me this Friday evening, wherein you might demonstrate your universe title holding grilled cheese sandwich abilities. Your IT skills will be tested as well. I need help clearing off all the porn site pop-unders that clutter up my workspace and scare the hell out of me when they start speaking to me. Couch cuddling will also be negotiated, along with your mother's aesthetic judgment. However, I should add at this juncture that I myself do not find Ryan Gosling attractive. That's a lie, I do. Full nudity will be required and is non-negotiable. You may go no too, if you like. Please confirm via email, desk toy, or a piece of cheesecake left in the office fridge with my name on it that you are available to meet with me to further discuss the position. Yours sincerely, Miramir. On behalf of Eve's Garden, who frankly got to you first.